Alright, welcome to Mediocre Movies, where we're on a quest to find the most okay movie of all time. This week, I'm joined by Cal.
Hello.
And Charisse.
Hola.
Just quick lay down on the rules. We watch movies between 35% and 65% to find the most okay movie of all time. And this week, we watched Spy Kids 3D Game Over, released in 2003, directed by Robert Rodriguez. Has a Rotten Tomatoes score of 45%. And I would say the most famous person in it is Sylvester Stallone.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, cameos, I guess, by very well-known actors. Like, Steve Buscemi shows up.
Yeah.
And Elijah Wood.
Elijah Wood's probably my favourite.
But is he the most famous? Would you say he's more famous than Sylvester?
Well, I
that's a hard
anyone scale. Anyone would be.
I think he would be.
Steve Buscemi, I think.
If you're asking like people to recognize him now, then probably Sylvester Stallone would be like...
His face hasn't changed.
Well, yeah.
He also didn't act in this movie.
I don't think so. He was great in this
What film. Do you mean? He acted like four times. Yeah. Like,
all right, we get
four different characters.
Let's get into it. Do we want to start with what we liked or what we didn't like?
Because I think we should start with what we liked.
What we liked?
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone have anything they actually liked about this movie?
I legitimately like Sylvester Stallone in this movie.
Did you?
Yeah, 100% legitimate. I thought he was actually quite good. His characters, because he played more than one character, he played...
Would you like to explain how his character works?
So, he was the toy maker, that was what I'm gathering, and that's the bad guy. And then he had multiple personalities, kind of like James McAvoy in Split, essentially. Mm-hmm. Where we had Toy Maker Stallone, we had Professor Stallone, we had... Kaiser Stallone, which was like a very weird take on a World War I German.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we had Hippie Stallone, which was my personal favourite.
And they were all different parts of his psyche.
And all...
That he apparently
programmed into the game, so you could turn them on and off at any point.
Which seemed weird, because they seemed to only turn themselves back on.
I don't really understand why he was in, like, he programmed himself into
it. Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
It seemed really dangerous.
Yeah.
Because the point of the game was that you... are stuck in the game and then you die or you become like a robot. So this movie is how many years old now?
Almost 15.
Yeah, it's almost 15. Yeah. So if you haven't seen it, we're not ruining it for you. It's pretty simple. The basis of the plot is off the back of Spy Kids 2, which, if I remember very vaguely, Junie, the little orange ranger kid. I mean, that's the best way to describe him. The youngest Cortez.
Yeah.
He's sick of the spy life, so he goes and opens his own detective agency.
It's very film noir in the beginning.
The very, very beginning is very noir.
He's like, I'm retired.
Yeah, he's like, I'm retired.
Out of the game.
I don't do this anymore. And then that weird girl comes in with the flying...
Gertie,
and she's just like...
I can't pass him.
Family is whoever you choose it to be. And then
everyone is your family.
Everyone is your family. Yeah. And then she just... without a goodbye, just
helicopters out of there.
She got more important shit to do than deal with fucking Junie.
She's gotta be on Hannah Montana.
Yeah, obviously. So.
Exactly.
And then
big things.
He was like, well, that's dumb. And he's like, that doesn't make any sense. And then he takes a message from George Clooney,
who's the president.
And also
by the time of this one, because I haven't seen the first two, but I assumed he was the leader of
the spy agency who ran the world, and now he wanted people to know he ran the world, so he became president.
Oh, become president.
Which is dumb. But,
makes sense.
One of the least
Although I don't know, like, how he won the presidency in this universe. No. Because it's not like he can exactly offer that information up when he's running.
Mm.
He's like, I'm experienced because I ran a spy agency for so long.
Which has existed in the United States.
Which no one knows about except for spies.
And also, at the end of the movie, they just let three random kids into the spy agency headquarters.
Yeah, they're very lax on, like, security. They did not check
the whole time he talked, he was like, I'm a spy.
Yeah.
And I was like...
He's not a very good spy.
I don't think he retired. I think they fired him, and he was like, he was a disgraced cop.
You can't fire me. I quit.
Yeah, he's like a disgraced spy. He was like, I'm gonna open up my own detective agency because I'm hopeless.
Well, he was the one that told Junie that his sister was captured.
Yeah,
but he's not the leader of the OSS anymore. Like, why is he? Why is that his job? Doesn't he have better things to do? He's the president.
He has contacts.
Like, who cares if she's stuck in a game? I don't care. I'm sorry.
If you were the president, you'd be like,
I don't have important things to do with your time.
Right?
I'm gonna call an 11-year-old boy who runs a thing out of a treehouse.
I don't know. I could see Trump doing that.
That's fair.
The parallels are strong.
In this movie and current states of the United States.
This is just Trump's America.
And then I really can't think of. I enjoyed the racing sequence, but that's because at that point in the movie, I think I had settled for how crappy the whole CGI looked.
What do you mean?
At that point, because it just was garbage.
No, I think
it's
it
a negative, but
like I admire like how innovative they got with the green screen.
I
like the
do not.
Skyscrapers in the background. Oof,
I'm not entirely sure they filmed one scene like on location or in a set.
I'm
pretty sure it was just all
anything.
Green screen.
Yeah.
No, I think the treehouse was real.
Doesn't look real.
That's true. Actually, no, it didn't, did it? They really, you never saw the edges of the green screen though.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah,
that was a
nice
little
touch. That was
nice. For a, how much, like a 300...
They spent like, I think it was like 38 million we were talking about last
yeah.
night.
Yeah, 38 million.
That was one big ass green screen.
That's huge. Well, they did that whole running scene and I was like, that has got to be a big green screen.
I'm
yeah.
pretty sure they just ran in spot. Like, I'm not certain about
it,
but I reckon
they
were just
like
running in spot.
A treadmill in like green material. So.
That would also work.
Yeah.
That's probably the smart way. I probably should have thought of that first.
But I'm like 86% sure that like the 38 million, the large majority of it was spent on getting Sylvester Stallone to play four characters.
There's no way he like he was offered four roles. He got one role and he was like, I got a better idea.
I thought he was
I'll
great,
play four.
Yeah.
Like he was the best part of that film.
I don't know if he was the best
he was
part.
Definitely...
I reckon Grandpa was the best part.
Oh, Grandpa Mega Legs.
Mega Legs.
That was probably the bit that I laughed the most at and I felt terrible about.
It was so good.
Also, we should explain. Like, there was a pill in the game that just, like, the virtual pill and it said Mega Legs on it. Because Grandpa's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, the best... Well, they...
Well, we should probably explain how Grandpa gets into the game first.
Oh, yeah. Do we even know, though?
Juni gets told that if he jumps into a sign, he'll go to the next level by a bunch of... punk kids.
Yeah.
And so he does it because he's an idiot and obviously can't tell when people are lying.
He's so trusting of people, which is a good natural responsibility.
He's supposed
for a spy.
To be a spy, right?
And he's like, everyone's telling the truth all the time.
No one lies.
So he jumps into the sign, gets knocked to the moon, and then Mike Judge and Science Woman.
Salma Hayek
or whatever. Mm-hmm. Then just is like, you get one lifeline, pick a family member you want to be with you. Which I don't know why he didn't pick his sister,
okay,
which really would have been like...
No,
yeah.
Because he was given like four options. He was given Hatchet.
Yep.
He was given...
Machete.
He was given Machete.
Yep.
Antonio Banderas, his mom, and then Grandpa Megalegs.
No, Grandpa. And they go, oh, read me the stats back on Grandpa.
Yeah.
And then the computer, written by the spy service, goes, pros...
Superior intellect.
Cons, and then screams, physically disabled.
I love how like...
And he's like, I don't know. I'll pick him. And they bring, apparently, the grandfather for whatever he was doing.
Like they didn't even bring him to the agency. Because
no.
That's what they did with Junie.
Yeah, they had to bring him
in. And they put the glasses on him and then he went through the little portal thing.
Yeah.
Grandpa just appeared.
They just abducted Grandpa and just like you're
yeah.
in the game now. A game which will destroy your mind if you don't mm-hmm. win. So
unless he was already in the game. Because they gave this bullshit backstory about him and Rocky being
yeah.
like enemies or best friends.
30 yeah. years ago.
That's
like...
why his legs don't work. So what
by
if he
Rocky
was already in the game?
By Rocky. Sylvester Stallone will probably be called Rocky
just,
throughout
yeah.
this entire time.
Just be called Rocky.
He's not Rocky. Although he acts as Rocky when he just does the talking that Rocky did.
Let me.
I think that was his best acting.
He was significantly more coherent than Rocky. You could understand every sentence.
Because he hadn't had his face punched
eloquated.
In. Yeah, and then Grandpa in his wheelchair on the moon without a spacesuit. Forget all that, because it's a video game, so I guess maybe you could pass that off. He wheels towards a giant pill that says Mega Legs, because apparently you're useless if you have no legs. Gets it, gets legs, and then goes, catch you, kid. And then
chases a butterfly.
And he just runs off, and... From that point on in the movie, he just dips in and out whenever
shows
it's,
up at random, doing
whenever it's
thing.
Convenient, and he
yeah.
gets significantly taller in the movie.
He just,
every single
there's like
scene.
A weird fluctuation between how tall he is.
At one point, yeah. like Junie's the size of one of his legs, and then he comes back in another scene, and they're the same height running away. And it's like these mega legs are super inconsistent.
I still don't understand why he chased the butterfly.
Because he hadn't run. I don't know. You can't catch one in a wheelchair, but also his wheelchair can fly. But his wheelchair can fly?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Like, they're a spy agency and they make all this amazing stuff. Like, why couldn't they make him bionic legs?
Yeah. The technology just is not there. But for rocket boots for every single member of the Cortez right. family. That's fine. We have funding for that.
I thought that was, at the end, that was brilliant. Because literally everybody just somehow had their rocket boots on. Mm. And they were like, we've got to go. And they just flew. We're jumping way too ahead of ourselves. We're going to try and go through this movie in the right sequence.
Yeah.
Then, the bit that also really bothered me was the tunnel inside of the spy agency to get into the video game.
Did every kid who played that game have to go through that to get in the game?
No, I think it was one you put in your computer and you put the glasses on. And then that was
Well, then why couldn't he just do it that way? Why did he need the portal?
It didn't look cool. That was, like, I'm pretty sure that's the sole reason why. Like, we need a cool scene to put him in. We can't just, like, put on a headset.
You gotta remember, this movie, you went and watched it. With 3D glasses.
Yeah, I think they just needed the excuse to have...
Which
to
do we didn't get the chance. Stuff. I think they should put that on Netflix for everybody.
Mr. Netflix, if you're listening, please. The 3D
version. Like legitimately, if you still have... I have those glasses at home because I have my copy of this movie at home.
Naturally.
Yeah, obviously, it's the best one. True. And it comes with the glasses and you can watch it in 3D. And in those scenes, or the tunnel, or whenever anything explodes, it comes flying at you.
They did a lot of unnecessary stuff just for 3D gimmicks.
Yeah.
Like, there's one scene where they're fighting with the American Gladiator-style things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like, there's about five times where they just stab the screen for no reason. Yeah. In order to get you go, oh, that's close. 3D. No, man, that almost hit me.
Yeah, there was a bit when... I think they were racing. Mm-hmm. In the racing. And they went, like, up this massive, like, roller coaster loop thing. And I actually kind of got dizzy. I was like, that's like the best 3D I've ever seen. Better than Avatar. I'm kidding.
I mean, this is... well, in terms of animation, like, we'll just talk about that. Halfway through, you pointed out that how...
Okay, yeah, so this was 8 years. This came out 8 years after Toy Story.
And it did not look anywhere near as good.
Like, if you think about where it sits in regards to, like, animation, like, Shrek came out, like, 3 years before this.
Yes.
Avatar was another 6 years after this.
Yeah.
And that looks almost realistic in spots.
Yeah.
And then you've got this, which looks like some fucking, like, first-year IT student just doing an assignment the night before on Blender.
It all looks like it's unrendered.
Yeah.
Unrendered files, as if this guy's... He's pretty much made it open access. What he's done is just opened the public beta for his game and been like,
do what you want.
There are a lot of things, though. Like, they are, like, they're trying to get into 3D.
Yeah.
And then they're also, it's like actual humans with, like, the animated green screen.
But you look at Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That movie is flawlessly animated.
Yeah.
And that was, what, 20 years?
88, yeah.
Yeah, that was... Much, much.
Yeah, there's no excuse, really.
It's weird, though, because, like, when we were watching it, I noticed that there were some legitimately good bits of animation. Like, there's one bit where they're walking on this floor.
And the floor
and
kicks.
And it's like Tetris, and that looks really good.
And, like, the floor bounced with them, and you're like, I don't know how they did that, but that looked really
that's
nice.
That's great animation. And then you've got another scene where they step out of, like, a Fanta pool or something, because it wasn't lava.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're covered in liquid, and
then
that looks
shakes.
Absolute crap.
Or the bit where he... walks over the rented background.
Off a ledge. He walks off the ledge.
He walks off a ledge to keep going. And I was like, boy, no one really looked back at this scene.
Wait, have someone fight for that one.
They're probably like, oh, no one will notice.
No one will notice. It's only like half a second. And I was like, tsk. I 100% noticed your absolute blunder here. But, I mean, acting-wise, I don't think there was anyone that I could really... fault a whole bunch. I think Junie was the worst, but that's because he's so young, and he had
he's
such
not
a
that young.
He had two films underneath his belt before this one.
They were great. Yeah, true. But those films might have been carried by
Alexa Vega as Carmen.
Yeah,
yeah.
They might have been because she was really prominent in those movies.
She can act, and like she that's can the act. Thing. She when she was on screen,
she was
decent.
Yeah. She was good. I mean,
yeah,
but she wasn't on for long, and then you get a young man, Junie. I don't know if his character was just incredibly stupidified from the last two movies to make it like he could be that stupid. Because every situation he gets into is because he just blindly nods at everybody who tells him anything. And
he's like, kind of spy?
Yeah. And it's like, well, clearly you're not cut out for this at all. Go home.
Oh.
Which you can't now because they're like...
stuck in the game.
Which is a terrible idea for a spy agency. We're like, we already lost your sister who was a better spy than
we'll
you.
We'll send in a worse spy.
We'll send in a inferior spy and a
one
man...
who may or may not have been fired.
Yeah, so but why didn't they just like send Grandpa in the in like in the first place? Why do they need Junie?
Maybe
like,
they
if
didn't
you're
know
send
that the
Megalegs
thing was a thing.
Oh,
but then why would... but then he asked for Megalegs and they gave him...
Yeah.
And also... later on in the film, they're like, people who cheat
get banned,
but they cheat the beginning half of the film.
Yeah.
And that's the only way Carmen got so far was because she cheated the entire way through.
Which is maybe why she got caught. And also, for a movie about video games, this threw a lot of shit at nerds the whole way.
Yeah, teenagers.
I was like, I don't understand. You, like, this is your demographic. You don't do this. This is the opposite. This would be like if the TV show Glee was like, oh yeah, and also singing is for losers. It'd be like, that doesn't make any sense.
I mean, they did kind of do that with Glee. But like, they did it in a way that like subverted it. Whereas this was just like, if you play video games, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah. It's like, let's see who the moderators really are.
Yeah, and
it was just
nerds.
Guys with glasses on and a button shirt, and they were like, haha,
nerds. And the nerdy one, the nerdy kid pointed it out with his like weird laser thing. He scanned them.
And I was
and
like,
was
you're
like,
the
nerds.
And you're the weird nerd. Which also, in the end, he wasn't the weird nerd.
That was
because
weird.
It was,
he was the cool guy.
He was the other guy. The red guy.
Paul F. Tompkins.
Yeah, Paul F. Tompkins.
Just to quickly mention, there's a small... the boy who wears the swimming goggles the whole movie takes them off, and his face is exactly that of a young Paul F. Tompkins.
Like, it may legitimately have been just Paul F. Tompkins.
I don't think it was, but...
Well, we had the theory about time travel.
Yes.
Yeah, because Elijah Wood was there, and, like, I just don't
and
believe
also,
he's 25.
The other guys were, like... teenagers and they weren't cool, but then Elijah Wood's a teenager, they show up and that's totally okay that he's in that because he's cool.
He's the guy.
He's the guy.
The second you become a moderator, it's like, oh, what a nerd. A scene that bothered me, the robot fight.
The one between
Junie physics.
And, what's her name?
Yeah, Demetra. Demetra, robot girl who doesn't exist, which was
there's no gravity.
What a,
so stupid.
What a plot twist.
So stupid.
Yeah.
Which like they just resolved that immediately. But first, robot fight. Terrible
robot fight.
Mm-mm.
The physics were just off.
Like the robot's like lying on the ground,
mm-hmm.
and they're still standing on the platform. I don't understand.
Yeah, it's like I don't. Does a
do you and like, do they feel the pain?
Do you talk? Yeah, because apparently they did. Do you talk to the robot? And you're like, all right, now punch. Or do you? Does it do what you do? Because clearly it didn't make any sense. Because the time where he put out his hand to shake hands, and then he like hit the girl or whatever,
and then she touched her face.
Yeah, and also he fell off a cliff, like, for ages and lost one life. And she ran into a wall in that scene and lost three.
Yeah. Look, the video game logic in this film is just completely inconsistent.
Yeah.
They just do whatever they want because they're like, hey, this suits the plot better if this person loses as many lives now.
Like, they got down to one life, and then after that it was 0.5 of a life.
Yeah, I was like, so you got 10 lives then. That's a bit shit. And then she, like, swaps out.
It doesn't make
sense.
Well, like, okay, like, in the scene where Junie's fighting Paul F. Tompkins, and then he gets down to half alive, and then she taps him out, and then she immediately dies, despite having full health,
she
because
has
he
eight
just
lives.
Hits the fucking thing
below, oh my god, it was
and then
so
that kills
stupid.
Her instantly.
But, I mean, they did do...
Like, that's some bullshit.
Yeah.
To the film's benefit, in the sense of, like, Sixth Sense, that no one touches that girl. They all push and punch each other, but because she can't, like, have physical interaction because...
She did.
When?
When they hit her. When he hit her.
No, because he stabbed the platform. And the platform
ran away.
Oh,
that's right,
and then she flew away into Magic Cove. I don't understand what happened, because...
And then just brought her back anyway, like...
Yeah, she was just at the end.
What was her point? I don't understand.
She was...
The deceiver.
The deceiver. The great deceiver.
Because that's why
you
can't win the last one.
They bring these terms in, like the deceiver and the guy.
And the
but they never...
One.
I feel like there was a scene missing where they explained what all that means.
There was a bit where it's like, in the manual, there says, there's a guy. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a bit where it's like, in the manual, there says... There's a deceiver. And it's like, where's this manual? Because you don't have it with
you. But the nerd was the only one that had the manual.
Yeah.
And he just had it with, like, on his arm.
Oh, that's right.
And he's the only one that apparently wrote the goddamn manual.
And that was really useful, as it turned out.
But there were also parts where they, like, pull things out of, like, thin air. Like, Junie was like, what do they call, like, those life cards or whatever? And he just pulled it from, like, I don't even know. Like, from his butt. Like,
yeah. At the start, he's like, oh, if you guys help me, I'll give you, like, bonus packs.
Yeah. Which
they never mention again. They never said why they were relevant. And he just literally pulls one out of his ass as if he's had it the entire time. It's like, what do you... This doesn't make any sense.
Also, when the girl shows up and then takes off her helmet after the race and everyone's like, a girl?
Yeah.
Girls in video games? I was like, this is perfect. This is 100%.
You could tell beautiful. That this was written by someone in the year 2002.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That had no knowledge of video games and had a very vague idea of like what they're aiming
they
for.
They wouldn't have children, but their like nephew would play video games and they would like seen
be like, that's easy.
Seen once over his shoulder and then be like, I can write a movie about this. Like Spy Kids 3, I know exactly where this movie's gonna go. And then they just wrote it, and they were like, yeah, but there will never be any girls playing video games. We're a bunch of losers, only loser boys, but we can't tell them that when we write it.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what happened.
And then, when she takes the helmet off, and they list all their attributes.
Oh my god! One guy is just like...
My coolness.
My coolness, my intellect, and then they just run out of things, it's and she's like, my
Paul F. Tompkins says,
intuition.
My strength.
Yeah.
Nerd guy's like, my smarts. And then... The tall kid says, my coolness. Cool. And the robot woman is then like, my intuition. I'm like, wow, you're really... No, but
then there's like a really long pause between my and intuition. So it's like my...
It's like, oh, shit.
Intuition.
She should have just been like, I'm also here.
Yeah. See, that's like... It reminds me so much of that scene from the IT Crowd.
Yeah.
They're like giving off strength. Then Ray goes, I'm also here. Like, that's literally her role. Is she's also there.
Yeah. It's just... Stupid.
But then it's also Cool Kid because he does nothing the entire film. Like, if he's just kind of a useless character that they drag along to
They're
all useless. Oh, no,
You can argue for Paul F. Tompkins being there because he's the one that...
He's strong and they have to fight him.
He was the strength talent. You can argue for Brain Boy being there because he's the only one that's read the manual.
And he provides plot points.
He's just tall. That's his soul.
And he leads the other kids by being like, let's ditch him.
Yeah.
It's like... Oh, good. Good idea.
Yeah.
That works every time when he shows up again. And never mad at them. Every time they just like bully him. And then he comes back and he's like, hey guys, how you going again? It's like, haven't you learned that we hate you?
Yeah, because like, clearly. Why is Junie so trusting? He gets shot to the goddamn moon.
Yeah.
And then he sees them again. He's like, oh, hey guys. Kind of a dick thing you didn't shoot me to the moon. Mind if I hang out?
And like, the whole time, Grandpa is not there.
No.
Where is he?
And then
one knows.
He shows up, now he's 10 feet tall, and he's like, hey, Judy.
And he's holding a butterfly at the end. There was a bit where he spoke to the butterfly, and he was... I think the butterfly may have been, like, the toy maker in...
Like, camera.
In the game. Yeah.
Like, his camera.
Because he spoke to it, and he was like, I know what you're up to. Like, no one else knows, but I do.
Yeah, because it turns out they were former spy partners, which...
Makes even less sense.
Which makes even less sense.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
The ending scene where they escape the giant gorillas. Because that movie ends really quick.
It does.
They're like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
They do the fight scene. Then they get Cortez...
No, because we're going to talk about how Stallone gets out of the game. Because he's trapped in the game.
Not that bit. The end of the game that I'm talking about. So... Well, they rescue the sister.
Yeah, they rescue Carmen.
What was she in danger of? I just don't understand.
But she wasn't even... They didn't rescue her.
She was just
there. Stallone let her go.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, just fuck.
They're like, you gotta get to level 4 and she'll be released. And then they never explain why. And then they get to the end of level 4 and Stallone's like, well, I better release her. Because, like, all his parts of his psyche are like, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. And then he's like, gonna do it. And he pushes the button. And then she leaves. And she... Did she lose her hand? Because
hand is massive.
Because I don't remember that being in the second movie.
She does not lose her hand.
But she just has a mega robot hand now that, like...
I think they tried to make it really futuristic and just gave her an extra giant hand.
Just gave her a big hand that had robotic fingers on it. And I was like...
I was waiting for her to, like, flip someone off.
I was waiting for her to go, oh, and my hand is an upgrade. Or, like, they banned me for my mega hand.
Never mentioned.
I chose how to cheat, and I picked big hand.
Mega hand.
Mega
just
hand.
Just one, not both.
No, apparently. Not mega legs. Then she just shows up, Then they cross into the volcano. She says, don't bring your friends. He says, oh, they're my friends, despite them constantly yeah, not wanting him around. And then they surf down the volcano because of more bad guys show up in inconsistent size.
Yeah. But even the logic in that, because they had seen all the rocks fall down into the lava and it like completely like disintegrated.
Yeah, like,
but then they have those little rock hoverboards and they're just like floating along.
Yeah, because they go from insane downward momentum to somehow much forward momentum to surf on the lava.
Oh my
Which
God.
Also, thinking about it, they should have lost life points dropping off that big ass cliff.
Yeah, because he lost life points just falling before.
Because, they showed that earlier and, they lost points for that.
But oh my God.
Unless, different zones have, but that has to be explained. Almost, signposted.
Mm.
And then they surf down the lava and he's like, I'm bringing my friends with me because they're my friends and I trust them. They get to the bottom of the lava, they get in the secret cave, and his friends go, there's a deceiver, we should murder Judy.
They basically do.
He's like, I trust...
We'll take him out.
In front of them, he's like, I trust these guys, Carmen. These are my friends, I like them. And they're like, yeah, we're your friends.
Well, let's kill him.
5 minutes later, they're like, murder. Murder is the option. Because he's a deceiver, and he's only got us this far. Then Elijah Wood shows up and he's like, don't worry, I'm the guy.
And he's a giant at this point.
I'm
sure he requested that.
That's the one stipulation in his contract. It's like, I have to be tall. I don't want to be a fucking hobbit again.
And that's why Grandpa's not there. Because if he stood next to Grandpa,
I can only afford a one tall guy per se.
And then he immediately steps in the room, dies to a trap, I assume, or he gets something. He dies. And then they run into the room where he just died, and then they don't die. They have like a long... Then you get the presumptuous Junie, who goes, Demetra's my girlfriend. Wait,
oh my God! No!
And it probably should be noted that there was very little
there was no chemistry between them.
At it.
No.
At all. He was like, I beat you up in a big arena. Therefore, then I beat you in a race.
That's how it works. If you beat someone up in an arena, you're obligated to.
She loves me. That's exactly.
And then they had a few talks, and then she was like, he gave her the extra life, which I mean was nice, but also
stupid.
Oh, so stupid. Why would you waste that?
And he's just like, I'm so mad. And she was like, I don't need it. And then she just uses all her lives to die immediately. And then it was like, okay. And they show up and he's like, that's my girlfriend. And it's like, that's not how that works. That is very much the opposite of how that is.
He does that a lot though.
Yeah.
He's like, that's my friend. Right. Or that's my grandpa. I mean some guy that I know.
The Wizard of Elder. Yeah, that'll do.
Everyone is just supposed to
And everyone just ignores the first thing he says. Maybe that's why he's such a good spy, because that's his talent. Everyone can ignore
his superpowers. Just no one gives a shit about him.
His superpower is
hearing the first thing he says.
His superpower is he can say something, and if people don't click well with that, he says another thing, and they just totally forget the first thing he says.
Oh, yes.
They're like, I hate you. Oh, that's it. We're going to fight. I'm good friends with you. I really enjoy your company as well. And it's like, perfect. What an ability. That's how you got to roll. And then he presumptuously does that, and then somehow the end of the game shows up at level 5.
Okay, yeah, because level 5 is the last level, and it's the impossible level.
Also, just quickly, none of the other levels had anything in them.
There was nothing.
It was like a big hike.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say it was Lord of the Rings, but you start in a nice green hilly area,
mm-hmm.
and you end at a volcano.
True.
And Elijah Wood was in this movie.
Oh my God.
And I mean, it's coming you do together. Have a fellowship. And then someone who disappears and re-shows up at the end.
What's the ring though?
Junie.
Junie's the ring. They have to take him, destroy him.
They have to go destroy him. Possibly, probably Demetra.
She's the ring.
She was the ring. That's who they had to destroy. That she was corrupting them. That's why Junie becomes such a presumptuous ass at the end.
That makes looking into this movie significantly better if that's how.
If Rodriguez
he intended it to be, then it's like, bravo.
No, this is Lord of the Rings. But he couldn't afford he spent so much on buying the rights to Lord of the Rings. He couldn't afford good CGI. It was like, doesn't matter.
It's not important.
No, not important. Not important. No one will notice if it's great, but it was not. And then Grandpa's like, don't let Grandpa hit the switch. And then at the end, Judy's like, Grandpa, go hit the switch.
Okay. We talk about the switches because there's like the exit and then there's the two switches. There's one to turn the entire game off and then there's one to release Stallone.
Yeah.
And they're right next to each other, right next to the exit of the game. And it's like, why would you do that? Like, that's the worst place to hide those switches.
Yeah. If you were Stallone, who's brilliant enough to program himself
four times
and each part of his psyche into the game, but he's like, well, I guess I should make the exit button near the exit.
You just run out of budget. Yeah. Like, publish a deadline. Yeah. Like, I gotta get this out.
All right. The last level won't be hard. It'll just be stupid.
There'll just be one trap. Yeah. Once you get past that, you're fine. It's like, I don't know what takes
what even was
group.
The trap? There was no trap. They just walked into this place. Elijah Wood died for some reason.
That was the
reason.
Trap. That was the electricity trap. But apparently...
That was it?
Might have had cooldown of like 60 seconds, so they just kept walking.
It's the world's shittiest raid dungeon.
Yeah, it was like, it was easy. And then Demetra, who was programmed into the game, somehow then becomes good, which is not how that works at all.
I didn't think robots are sentient.
Yeah, robots are sentient. Terminated. Except the gorilla robots, which were not sentient.
Well, that's because we didn't get to know them.
That's true.
Yeah.
They had good motive. they're like, quick, run. And Grandpa's like, no. And he flips the other switch. And then he's like, I can't hold it much longer. And it's like, you can definitely hold that much longer because you've done everything.
He's got, like, the biggest armor suit.
He's, like,
in the
8 foot tall in
this suit. But he has mega legs, not mega arms.
That's true. But he had... Well, he has great arms anyway because he's got to use it to push around his legs.
Yeah, exactly. They're probably crazy muscular. And then he lets the little girl take over.
And then Dimitri's like, I've got this, holds it, and they get out. But also, none of them say good, like, they're just like, catch her, and they just fly away. And like,
no, but Junie turns around and he's like, he like puts his arm out, like longingly for like a second, and then turns around and keeps going.
Oh, and then like, she does the single,
digital tear. Yeah.
Sad.
No. Ooh. Also, when Elijah dies, and the cool kid's like, you're the guy now.
Yeah!
Immediately before he shows, I was like, this guy's not the guy.
This
is the guy. The guy gets murdered. You're the guy. Congratulations. And I was whoa. He should be, it took a turn, for sure. It was like, you should be more suspicious of these people, because they'll just thrust you into whatever role they need. And then they all jump through the portal, and they're like, gotcha, Journey, bye! Not even looking for the fucking treasure, which they were on their way to look for.
Like, what were they doing, though? Like, just generally, like, the three boys. Like, Junie didn't tell them what was going on.
They just wanted to beat the game. And they wanted... Because you were promised unlimited treasure if you got to the end of the fifth level.
Yeah, exactly. And
so
then
they wanted
left.
That. And then they just left. They were like, well, guess there's no treasure. Well, what a waste of... Apparently, like,
and
3 days.
They get brought into the spy agency, and no one's questioning anything.
No.
They're like, what is this? Where am I? No, they're like, I'm not cool anymore.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not cool, I'm not strong, and I'm like, smart. And it was like, okay.
Yeah, that's it.
Cool. And they're like, and what are you? I'm just Junie. Special Agent Cortez? Just Junie. And then he just walks away, and they're like, oh my god, he was who he said he was the whole time. He is the guy. And then, the ending. Possibly...
the most dissatisfying ending of any movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yes.
But Steve Buscemi was in
it. It's clearly a masterpiece of ending.
Okay, the 3 seconds that Steve Buscemi was in it saved it a little.
And then just bombed it again.
Yeah.
It bombed. It was
ridiculous.
It was insane.
Like, I don't know how, but the gorillas in the video game got into the real world.
Without Stallone.
And apparently the only way you could see them was by wearing
the
stupid
3D
glasses.
But if you never had the, if you just never put the glasses on, are they still there? Like, what do you see?
But then one of them's picking up a car, and I'm like, do people see this? Is it just a car that's, like, shaking in the air violently?
Yeah.
Isn't that just kind of fun, though? If I saw a car shaking in the air, I'd be like, wow.
I'd probably go. I'd be like, that car could drop at any moment.
Be like, oh my god, Harry Potter is real.
I need my Cortez glasses.
And Steve Buscemi gets the broken pair.
And then they find him. They're like, this is the only one we have. And then they find
a
perfectly
good gag for like 2 seconds.
Because his glasses are always broken.
Yeah.
It was an alright joke.
But like, why did they need to show up? Because like, so Judy and Carmen run out and they say, oh shit, gorillas.
Yeah.
And then they just like, okay, we better call everyone in.
We better.
But
call...
no one does anything.
They
not
don't
really.
Do anything. They just once they call everyone in, they just stand there. Well, Antonio Banderas goes to fucking town on one of the goddamn gorillas.
And then there's like Floop and the other guy.
And Grandpa with the weird
Tony Chabal.
Yeah. And then Chabal. That's
all. Shaloo.
Is it Shaloo? Whatever.
Yeah.
He's not going to listen.
And then like the robot kids.
He'll see Spy Kids 3. He's like, hey, I was in that.
Oh my gosh.
I wonder if they mentioned
so
he's just
going to
angrily tweet at us. It's like, get my name right.
I was mugged, goddammit.
Oh no.
I won an Emmy.
No, the ending was not as good as I remember.
Like, even
and
just
also,
hear it.
I did not remember it being very good.
But you had the 3D glasses, though.
Yeah, which that's... I do not think would have helped. Because in that scene, you would have had to just whip them on and off.
Yeah.
Because there were bits where you weren't meant to wear the 3D glasses in the movie. When you're watching the movie, when none of the characters had the 3D glasses on.
So
you were only meant to wear it in the video game, and then again when they put it on to fight the gorillas at the end. That's why, like, when things flew, then nothing flew at the screen in the beginning part of the movie when it was set in the real world. And then once they're like, it would come up on the screen, put your glasses on now. And you put them on, and then in the tunnel bit, it would come at you, and you'd be like, whoa, I'm six, and this is amazing.
Yeah.
Like that. And then, but that scene would have been pretty garbage because none of the gorillas did anything.
No.
No, they just kind of stood around. And then George Washington appears.
What?
Who was the big robot?
That was Stallone.
That was not...
He made one of himself.
Yeah, it looks exactly like
him. Was that meant to be him?
Yeah.
Because it emerged from the White House.
Yeah, because Rocky took over George Clooney, who was president.
Yeah, and I thought it was meant to be a big George Washington.
I thought it was just Rocky.
I thought it was Rocky too.
I thought it was a giant George Washington. I was like, okay.
Why would it be George Washington?
Because it come from the White House.
So did Lincoln.
It wouldn't be.
You're saying it should have been an accurate one and just a big George Bush arrived?
That would have been amazing.
Actually, that would have been something. That would have been significantly better.
That's a huge. That bumps it up two grades.
But when you compare it to Spy Kids 1 and 2.
Well, the ending for the. I can't remember the ending for 1 and 2 because I have not seen
it. I remember 2 was. Two was when they were on the island, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he got to keep the little gorilla spider thing.
Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. I remember that. And one had the cool ending where they teach Alan Cummings the power of children, I think.
They
do the same thing again where they call in the family and literally all the family just flies in. And they don't have to... I don't know why they can't do that at the beginning because they have to go through all the guy's fucking traps and everything to get to the end. And then when they get there, they're like... come in and they just fucking fly in through the windows and beat the shit out of everybody.
I feel like everyone, like every other regular character in like the Spy Kids franchise was probably busy for the first, like just actors, like out doing some other work for the first like 86% of the movie.
I remember watching the special features on this.
Yeah.
And I know that the scenes with Antonio Banderas were not shot, were shot separately to the scenes without and... like, without Antonio Banderas. And even at the end, where he's standing there with all the family, that's just a super... in, he's just supered in. He's not there.
Oh.
He's not there. And the bit where he hugs Junie, that's not Junie. That's just another kid.
Hugs a random child.
He hugs a random child.
And that's why you don't see both of their faces and them touching at the same time. Because...
why, though? Was he not doing Shrek or something?
Puss in Boots.
He was probably doing Puss in Boots.
Because that would have been, like, Shrek 2.
Or whatever he wants. Because I'm sure he has a buttload of money to do whatever he wants. Also, he destroys his hard years of hard research.
Yeah, can we talk about that?
Oh, my God!
Like, they're all getting called in, and he's standing, like, sitting there doing the finishing touches of his lifetime research.
The quantum brain or whatever.
The most important moment of my entire life.
And then someone's like, oh, your kids need you. And so he just goes, fuck this shit, knocks it off, like, and then rockets through the fucking ceiling.
It. And then Cheech Martin goes... I'm also their uncle.
Yeah, and then he rockets out of there.
And I thought that was hilarious that he could, like, Iron Man away. And then...
machete.
Also, the mum's not doing anything. Machete's not doing...
Grandma's not doing anything.
Grandma's not
Why
doing...
why is she there?
Grandpa was put back to bed and now he's not doing
anything. He shows up and it's like, Rocky's in that robot. And then his fucking wheelchair takes off in a rocket and then he flies up.
Yeah. Why does he need legs?
Why is he sad?
He's got the wheelchair.
But, like, why... I wouldn't... be upset if my legs didn't work if I had a chair that flew.
Yeah.
Because
you just get I'm sure the thing...
Maybe that's why they never got... Maybe that's why you never got bionic legs.
Yeah.
It's because he's like, fuck that, I have a fucking wheelchair. It's a
I can fly.
Yeah.
I literally can fly sitting down. So it's not like he can't get upstairs, which would be one of the big disadvantages of being in a wheelchair. He's like, I can literally just fly up any stairs that I come across. Because he seemed pretty proficient at it.
Mm.
The next issue was the final boss fight, where there was none.
There was one about feelings, I hear.
Yeah.
It was a DNA. It was like,
I forgive you.
But do you forgive yourself? And then Rocky's like,
shit, you're right.
And he was like, yeah, I forgive myself.
Destroy his life's work.
And the whole thing just collapses.
And they don't arrest him for abducting children, destroying their brains, enslaving. Yeah. That's fine.
He said he was sorry, though. So.
Yeah, terrorism's okay if you shake hands at the end. It's the moral of the story.
He was part of the family. That was the moral.
That was the stupidest line.
At the end, they're like, family, and then everyone goes around and puts their hands in, including Rocky.
And Steve Buscemi.
And it's like, what are you doing? You just spent the entire movie fighting this guy. Now you're best buds.
Because, like, Junie, Carmen, Antonio, Mum, who had no name, Machete, Grandma, who had no name, they all just show up, and then they're like, oh, we gotta kill that guy, and then that guy comes out of the building. And then they're like, oh, okay, I guess we don't have to fight that guy anymore because Grandpa's next door.
Grandpa's rocking it off in his wheelchair.
Yeah, no one follows him. No one's like, someone should go with the physically disabled man.
Oh, no,
to
Junie,
fight.
Junie realizes what's happening because he stands there, looks like, up at the top and says, Grandpa, don't.
He doesn't say it. He whispers it. He's like, Grandpa, no, don't do it.
Significantly
Grandpa,
more meaningful.
And I was like,
it's an emotional scene.
Oh, my gosh, can we talk about how he's, like, telepathic at some point. I'm just like, what?
Is he telepathic?
Well, apparently. I don't remember that in the other movies.
He is with his sister, and I think it's not used often because they often just yell at each other because they were...
I do not remember this in any of the other movies.
I think they have to be close to each other, though.
But, like...
But he did it in the game.
But did she realize that, like... Because I can't remember. I remember him trying it. And nothing happened.
Yeah, but that's because she was in the, like, coma state.
Yeah, but then he tried it again when they got to level 4.
Yeah, but that's because she was no longer in the coma state.
Yeah, and he tried it and he got nothing. But then she was standing right behind him the entire time. Like, Junie, you fucking idiot. You walked right past him. What are you doing?
Wait.
There are so many, like, flaws.
It's just ridiculous. Like,
In the second movie... this is on Wiki Answers. Yahoo Answers.
The most reliable source.
It was in the second movie where they were in the tomb of some ancient cursed place. They couldn't talk with their mouths in one room.
Yeah, so they did
that. And they realized they could talk through their minds and fooled around with it. I guess when they escaped their place, they also just kept the ability.
What the fuck happened in the first two Spy Kids films?
Okay, they were in the island.
Yeah.
And it was like this massive like treasure cove.
Yeah.
And he... Like they couldn't speak, like they couldn't use words. Yes. But then they figured out they could like talk to each other with their minds.
And then he
steals like an amulet or something.
Yeah.
But like that was never brought up again.
Not again in that movie, I don't think.
No.
And then they only use it at the beginning of 20 minutes into Spy Kids 1 where he's like, Carmen, are you there? And he tries to read minds. And he's like, well, guess not. And then he just fucks off.
Yeah.
And then he gets to the end and he's like, Carmen, are you there? Guess not. Finds her. And he's like, Carmen, are you there? And she was like, yeah, I'm here, Judy. The cave's over here, you dipshit. And then they go in there. And that was the last time they used it.
Yeah.
And it never explained that. So that was quite poor, really, now that I think back to that.
Oh, my God.
But the ending scene was really a terrible... terrible move, I think.
They just ran out of time
for the whole film.
No one learned anything. I don't think. I don't think anyone really learned anything. And also, just before they come back, Grandpa's like, I want you to respect me the same as when I don't have legs. As right now.
Respect
when I do have legs. It's like Judy's like, yeah, I can do that for you. And it's like, that shouldn't have to be... You should just not be a jerk.
But, like, there was no indication that Junie respected him more when he was Mega-Leg Granddad.
No.
It was just, he's here.
Yeah, it was not like, he's like, oh, I shouldn't take my granddad because he's disabled. It was like...
Junie picked him for that reason.
Junie was like, I should pick him because he's very smart and in this game, he'll just have legs, making him with no cons now.
Yeah.
Which also, in really a rocket wheelchair, it doesn't matter if you're physically disabled. It's not anything you can't do.
Well, he wouldn't have been able to do that sick surfboard bit.
No, he probably would have, because his chair flies, Cal. They would have been like, can't give you legs. He's like, can you make my chair fly in the game? And they're like, yes. He's like, well, I'll see you guys at level 5. I'm going to fly
everywhere. I feel like it's
everywhere.
Just so convenient how...
He shows up.
Like... Just the whole thing, and then there's like his backstory, and it's the toy maker. I reckon Grandpa's the toy maker.
Ooh.
I reckon it's very elaborate. Like, to teach Junior a lesson about family.
No, see, what I think is that he wants to... Him and toy maker didn't like each other when they were partners.
Mm-hmm.
So he broke his own spine. And told people...
He had an excuse.
So told people that his partner did it. And they fired his partner, and his partner went insane and became the toy maker.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I'll get to murder him when my grandkids go in his video game, and then I release him, then it'll be fine because then I'm killing a terrorist,
but
not a guy I don't
anyway.
Like. But then he doesn't because he's like, oh, I'm old and bitter, but you know, I still got a little bit of gold inside of me.
I don't trust
There's
Grandpa.
20 minutes left in the movie, better hurry up and resolve this.
Yeah, and then it just kind of, they all put their hands in and then they throw them up in the air, and that's the end of the movie.
That was
the end of the movie, and I can't remember, I don't think there was a stinger.
On par with Rosebud in Citizen Kane.
Mm. Also, Selena Gomez was in this movie. I feel it should be just mentioned. A little tidbit. She was right at the beginning.
Yeah, the little girl.
The little girl that he turned on the water park for, which I'm not sure how that works, but I don't know how deep
I would have much rather seen a movie about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
I would have seen...
Like, Junie, like, noir investigating about a water park with no water.
Yeah.
That sounds fucking dope.
That'd be great.
Or... You run the same first 20 minutes, but then you get Grandpa in the game, and we stop following Junie.
And it's just Grandpa.
And we just follow Grandpa. We just swap protagonists 20 minutes in. We're just like, this guy's much cooler.
Where does he go?
He doesn't... I don't know, but apparently the right way. He just kind of skips and follows... Oh, my God. He follows the butterfly because the butterfly is following the children because the butterfly is Sylvester Stallone. So he's like, I know the fucking...
But why doesn't he just stay with the children the whole time?
Because he wanted to take the shortcut.
Oh my god.
I wouldn't want... Did you see how annoying those children were? You want to
hang out
with them?
Yeah, true. You got your legs back the first time in like 40 years. It's like, fuck, I'm not going to deal with these kids.
The first thing you're doing is like, I'm not babysitting. I'm going to go do whatever the fuck I want. Because the second I get out of this game... Also, that's so cruel. Like, you can have legs back for 20 minutes. Which seems insanely terrible.
So what do you think the moral of, like, the whole movie was? Family's important?
I think it was meant to be family's important, although that was very missed. And it could be don't judge a book by its cover, but that's also very missed.
You could argue that, like, people with disabilities aren't the same as normal people.
Probably not the theme they went for, but...
Oh, like, unintentionally. They definitely didn't go out writing a film like, hey, we should make fun of disabled people.
But
they kind of did.
They just did a little bit, and I was like, alrighty, good one, 2003. That's
it's
only
very 2003. Yeah.
What is the moral? Are you reading an article?
No! No, this has been on Wikipedia, and it says, Valentin... Who the heck is Valentin? Oh, that's Grandpa.
Yeah.
Valentin's Grandpa. Okay. Valentin confronts the toy maker and forgives him for putting him in his wheelchair, which he had been trying to find him to do for 30 years. What?
He'd been trying to find it for 30 years to be like, I'm sorry.
To, like, forgive him.
That's dumb.
Are they insinuating that Stallone was programming that game for 30 years? Like, with that?
Yeah. Well, that's why
what
the
else
game
was he doing? Yeah.
Well, I don't think he programmed for 30 years because it looked like he'd been programming for about 1.5
weeks.
Days. Minutes.
2 hours. I was like, I gotta release this game. This is perfect. Well, I mean, it was 5 levels long and there were no challenges. It was literally just...
Yeah.
Hiking simulator.
They hyped it up so much, though, like, in the beginning.
Yeah, also played by Stallone. The newsreader was
played
by Stallone. And I was
with
like,
his mustache.
That fell off.
Oh, maybe he just has, like... What's it called? Multiple personality?
Yeah, Split.
Yeah.
It's just Split.
See, I'd watch that.
If
they read Split where Stallone was McAvoy.
He would get an Oscar for sure.
I mean, he has won one now.
Another one.
Didn't he?
He's been nominated. I don't know if he's ever won.
Okay.
Unless he won in the 70s for Rocky.
I don't think he would have.
Because that was a masterpiece.
And I don't think he won for Rambo either.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't win for Rambo.
I wouldn't find it for Rambo. So yeah, final scores for this movie. Cal?
I thought this movie, like, I remember watching this as a kid, and I thought this was a decent movie as a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And now watching it now with a critical lens, it's a fucking piece of trash. I cannot think of very many good things about it. Like, no. Stallone was crap in it, but he was the best part.
Yeah. And I was
and
like,
that's not saying
but when he's crap, it's okay.
It was like, I enjoyed whenever Stallone was on screen. He was entertaining.
Yeah.
And like, that's because he had a good state. He had a good screen presence.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he acted pretty well in this film. By Stallone standards, this was like
a strong performance.
This was Sophie's Choice for him. This was fucking fantastic.
Yes.
But yeah, like, the rest of the film was crap.
I really want to know how it went down in script reading when he got the script, and then it's just like, Kaiser Stallone.
I want to see, like, the agent, like, him pitching. His agent pitching it to Rocky. And it's like, okay, we got this film for you. It's a franchise. Spy Kids 3. You're going to play four roles.
The first one got 94. The second one got 70.
Big hits with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Kids love it. You know, probably one of those things where, like, his grandchildren loved it.
Mm.
And he was like, oh, I probably should just go be in this movie. Because that will just make the kids happy and then they can watch a movie with me.
Yeah.
And because they can't watch Rambo, Rambo 2, Rambo 3, Rocky 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. I can't think of anything else that he's...
The Expendables, but they weren't out yet.
No, they weren't out yet.
No.
Which, again...
Really, this was very against type for Stallone.
You're right.
Like, he was... Yeah. He was the villain. But he wasn't the villain in a, oh, I'm a big man, muscly man.
Yeah, true.
Who's gonna beat the shit out of all my problems. Like, he is in Rocky, like, he is in Rambo. Like, he's in The Expendables. Like, but this is just Stallone.
Who was smart enough to...
He's a bad guy, but he's a genius programmer.
Yeah,
who eventually becomes president somehow through some thing where... What's the deal with that?
Was George Clooney
what's
never
the deal
where
with
did
that?
He go? Where did George Clooney go?
Was George Clooney never real? Because that would make
was
him...
Stallone,
for, like,
George
the
Clooney
past
the whole 30 time.
Years... Oh my god.
Because then he's the head of the spy.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's why you couldn't find him, because you're not going to look where you are.
Where you least expect it.
Yeah. God. Anyway, what would you rate this movie?
Honestly, what did it get in, like, Rotten Tomatoes?
45.
That's generous. That's very generous. I'd give it a 28.
28?
At best.
Out of 10.
So specific.
Out of 10? Out of 10?
Out of 10?
Yeah, 3 or 2. Which one's it more closer to? For you.
Oh,
in your heart.
Oh, can I... Oh, 2.
It is?
Yeah.
I'd give it 3.
See, I'd say like 1.5, 2.
Really?
Yeah, I thought this was crap film. Like, and it's not even like... It's so bad it becomes entertaining.
What about in terms of like a children's film?
If this was a children's film...
Which it is.
Yeah, which like... If I was a kid, I'd watch this and I'd be like, this was a mediocre film. So, if we were doing this podcast like 10 years ago... And I was an 11-year-old doing this, I'd say, yeah, this is a 5. Because it's not a good film.
I probably would have given it more when I was, like,
There's some awesome fucking bits in it if you were a kid. You're like, that chase scene?
But 10
awesome.
Years ago, we wouldn't have known
the
what the
scene?
Height of...
Awesome.
What the height of CGI would become.
Yes, but we'd also would have seen Shrek 2 and be like, hey, that's good animation.
Yeah.
True, but I wouldn't have seen... But that was everything animated. So I feel like that's different. Mm. But I don't know why.
I think you just get, like... You just think the glasses were really cool. Because that's when, like, the 3D thing started becoming, you know...
But red and
thing.
Blue glasses.
Yeah. The cardboard flimsy ones.
It was, it was definitely a movie made for 3D.
Yeah.
Like, because
we
watched it in 2D. It's, like, a little bit...
I don't think we lost anything.
Like,
I mean,
cause
we can watch it in 3D.
You can very obviously tell the bits that were 3D.
Yeah, because things came right at the screen.
Yeah.
Not
yeah. So
annoying.
So realistic.
But, yeah, I think...
So two,
I think they just used the title, like 3D. They just took the opportunity. Like,
and they were like, we didn't really think about the consequences.
Yeah. Didn't have the budget to play it out. But, you know, it was a good thought. Execution, not as good.
Does anyone have any suggestions on how they would fix this movie if they could go back to 2003?
Just
invest
not do it.
So much more money in animation.
Just, you reckon that would fix it?
It wouldn't fix it because, like, there's so many issues within the script itself.
Yeah, get a new script writer.
Like, that, yeah. They need to fix a whole bunch of issues with, like, pacing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the dialogue and the pure logic of
but it is
its internal world that it creates.
But it is for children. But I guess
but still, you can't...
They're
you can't just
like,
defend a film and say it's for children.
Yeah, it's true.
And
don't demean
like,
children, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there are great children. Robots.
Exactly, yeah.
Robots is a
We've
great
watched
children.
Robots on this, and that's a great children's film.
Robots, like the animated one. Oh, good.
Because, like,
good.
It kept a consistent logic in itself.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
This was all over the fucking show.
You took, like, 3 life points touching a wall, or you took 1 from falling down
it's
a cliff.
It's like,
yeah.
they had a deadline and they had to write quickly to meet that deadline.
Like some guy was like, they wrote a really good movie, like, do it about video games. And then he's like, oh crap, yeah, we've got 3 days to write a script about video games. Yeah. Well, what if we just make Judy a almost mentally handicapped maybe it was man just... who trusts everybody?
You reckon he's a quota hire for the OSS?
Like, he was probably. Like, he was so...
Well, I've got everyone else in his
this
family.
This is one of the kids who goes straight to the special class. Yeah. Because of nepotism. We're going to hire him.
It was, yeah, he was, like, insanely dumb. And he wasn't dumb in the other ones.
Not really.
He wasn't, like, this dumb. There were bits where it's, like Carmen picks on him for not being that clever. And I'm like, that's fair. But that's because you're also a lot older. So
yeah.
She was just a bully for that. But he was not this inept. Especially at the beginning. He wasn't inept at the beginning because he was like, I can solve the mystery of why there's no water to this water park. And then it's like, I'm tough and gritty. And people cut him in the line and he was like, oh, I hate people.
So you you'd argue that they flanderized him, essentially.
Yeah. The second they were like, we need him to do something, they're like, well, let's change who he is. And that'll make it a lot easier. Let's make him to a character we can write. And that was the end.
I think they just relied so much on one kind of mediocre actor. Mm. Like, it was just...
Like, children can't act. I really don't think they're... Oh,
Haley Joel Osment, the best child actor.
Macaulay Culkin.
Ugh, yeah.
Really makes... Sometimes.
Even Macaulay Culkin's not that great of a child actor. Like, in Home Alone, not that good. No. In My Girl, though, which we need to get around to.
We will
some
be
point.
Watching My Girl. Uh-huh. He's great. That has a 50% rating.
Oh, so, perfect.
Yeah, it's right on there.
Yeah.
All right. Anyone have any closing comments they want to... Tell the people if they, who made this movie, if they were Robert Rodriguez, if you're listening.
Please make Spy Kids 5.
Is
there
four?
A 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently came out like 2011 or something.
Yeah. It's got a...
They're not really... They wouldn't be kids though, would they?
No, no.
It's like 8 years.
They play... No.
Spy Millennials.
Who's the guy who plays Jeff Winger?
Oh, John McHale.
He's the...
Wait, fuck off. John McHale's in Spy Kids 4?
He's the dad.
What?
Yeah. Spy Kids 4 with John McHale.
What?
We'll end this episode now on Cal's looking at Spy Kids 4D. Something in Time
has Jessica Alba as well, and Ricky Gervais and Jeremy Piven.
Yeah, what's it got? On, what's the rating for it?
Probably better than 45.
Future in 22.
Oh
it's
no!
It's right out of there. Right out of there. These movies are getting worse. Well, on that note, I'm Riley.
I'm Charisse.
And I'm still here.
All right. Thank you for listening.